Hello. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Roxy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Are you excited?
Yes, I am excited. I'm like, oh, let's get back to this conversation.
Oh, my God. Back to the conversation of love. Oh, my God. Okay.
We're like, and dating.
And dating. And dating. Speaking of dating, okay, let's start off with that.
Okay. Yes, go for it.
How would you say dating is like? Yeah, how has dating been like? You know, like, shit, let's start off very broad.
Okay. How has dating been like for me during this pandemic? Oh my goodness. So I think before the pandemic hit, we really bonded over like how dating was like and how we disliked Tinder so much.
Yes. For the right? Hated app. Yeah.
Yeah. For the fact that it just seemed that it was just like a forum for people to hook up.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but when folks manipulate that, because when you come up with, like, I want to date or get to know you, like, they manipulate that just to get one thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that was a lot of the walls that I faced in Tinder. So then I stopped. I was like, I was dating somebody. Before that, I was in a long-term relationship that was so long, like that was like practically all my 20s. And so that's when I met you and I was like, oh, this is going back into the dating field. And then the pandemic hit. And then I was like, okay, I was more precise in what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, okay, like I'm more upfront and I guess my boundaries were more strengthened.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, dudes will play it, or anyone for that matter. And you'll be like, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. You'll see red flags. And you're like, oh, but they seem so kind. Like, they're consistent
give
with.
Give them a chance.
Yeah, you give them a chance. Yeah. And you're like, they're consistent with texting me back, like, or wanting to hang out. But, like, there's just red flags that you're just like, ooh.
Let me look past it, bro. Let me look past it.
Yeah, you're just like, I just want love, right?
Agreed. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then the pandemic hit and I download Tinder? I think it was another app. I was like, oh no, it was Tinder. I was like, oh, let me just try it, right? I know what I want. I have my boundaries. And then I did meet somebody, but it was like the attachment. When you're in child and adolescent development, like you cannot turn off developmental milestones, attachment. Mm-hmm. So it was too strong. It was like I cannot put into words like, okay, he was there, like he wanted a relationship. We had good talks, but the attachment was too quick, and to me, it just didn't feel right. And the pandemic, and I was still processing my breakup with my ex, so that went in a full halt. Just so like the pandemic.
Did you realize that you weren't completely, like, fully done processing and like ready to date once you like got back on like Tinder?
Yes.
Yes. I had a similar situation where I got, you know, I kind of thought that I was kind of okay. Like, I was like, okay, let me try it out. Maybe I'll like, you know, like maybe I'm just psyching myself out, you know, and I'm trying to like not have the like the connection, you know?
Yes.
But then I got on it and then I was having a good conversation with this one person and then they asked me for my number and I was like, Oh, I can't. This is, like, I just remember thinking, like, oh, no, I'm not ready to, like, jump into this again. and put myself through like the whole vulnerability stage. And, you know, just like, I just couldn't. I'm, you know, I'm just not, it's weird to think, but I think I'm like realizing that to some extent, I'm also emotionally unavailable at this point, you know? And it's weird to think that, oh, like, yeah, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I never thought that I would ever be like emotionally unavailable. But then I saw, okay, so it's funny. I saw this TikTok where they were talking about how like emotionally unavailable is looks different for women than it does for men, you know? For us, it can be us pouring our love and like affection into somebody who is like who's not good enough for us. Like, you know, like who's just not worthy of our love and our time and our efforts. And so I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm not, I don't know. Nope. What did you hear? What was the last thing you heard?
I heard like emotionally unavailable, availability looks different to different folks, right?
Yes.
But what you felt, what resonated with you was that women, they pour a lot of their emotional needs and response, I guess, mm-hmm. with an individual by doing everything for them pretty much, right? And
yes.
putting their emotional needs aside. And that really hit me, Lindsay, because I was like when I was speaking with that guy, he was just like, oh, you know, I've noticed that you don't text me every day. And I would just make sure that I would cater to their every needs and wants, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
I think they would like this because I would like this, mm-hmm. right? And then I just seemed like I didn't feel like doing that for that person. But I'm also self-aware that that's not healthy as well.
Yes.
And so that leads me to be like, that's why I'm not dating. I'm dating myself.
Okay. let's delve into that. What does it mean for you personally to date yourself? How does that look like?
Yes. So for me to date myself means, you know, we hear about, I think we spoke about this last time too, a self-love, right?
Yes, yes.
And there's just this wave going on, especially during the pandemic, of like self-care and self-love, right?
Yes.
But I took it in my academic where I was like, okay, today I'm not going to study and that's okay. Like discipline. Mm-hmm. Organization, right? But then for me, after graduating in my undergrad, I was like, I'm gonna take a solo trip.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. And you yes, did.
And I did. And it was scary. It was so scary. But during it, like, I just felt like, wow, I can do it myself. And I'm giving myself self-love. Like, I'm taking a trip for myself, and usually I'd be like, oh, I wish I could take a romantic getaway with someone. Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm just like, oh, like, why can't I do that for myself? Yes. What's prohibiting me to do it for myself? Why do I need somebody else to give that to me? Then that's where the conversation started with myself of I'm dating myself. Like, usually I'll be like, oh, maybe I'll search for a girlfriend to do a certain activity that you think is really cutesy, which is good too, because I think dating with like having friendship dates is really nice, right? Mm-hmm. But it's where you're more aware, you're self-aware of yourself, where you're like, am I doing this for the friendship, or am I doing this to fill something within myself?
Interesting.
So for me, dating myself looks like how can I give those experiences of going out to a nice dinner by myself and dressing up for myself, or like going to the park and having a picnic by myself because it's for myself, or creating a a beautiful meal and like having that romantic vibe.
You're basically making love to yourself, you know?
Yes. Yes, on point. On point, on that. And I feel like the more I will do so, the more I will know how someone should treat me, and I won't lower my standards.
Yes, I love that. Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't lower my standards, and it will feel natural to me as well. Like, yeah, this is what you should be doing. And I shouldn't be like being more emotionally available towards them than towards myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think there comes a point? Okay, so what I think I've been pondering a lot about is like we're hyping up a lot of that independence, right?
Yes.
And like self-reliance and stuff. But then I wonder, you know, where's the line of like that space for like being open to having other people join us, or you know, in a romantic way, mm-hmm. you know, like we become so self-reliant. Yes. How do we create that space to like let someone in also into our lives, you know, mm-hmm. and grow with us in that journey?
Mm-hmm.
No right answers, you know.
No right answers, no. But I love how you dove into that, because for myself, I was just thinking about that today. Like, I was watching a show, and it was about friends, right? And one friend was like, you need to go on a date. I'm going to provide you a matchmaker. And you haven't been on a date for 4 years. Uh-huh. he's like, I'm not ready. Like, I want to make sure I'm secure myself. And that's when I was like, oh, like, when will I be ready? And as for me, I think I'm open. I'm not open to dating apps. Not just yet. I'm thinking about it, but not just yet. But I think for me, it's the mindset of I'm open to dating and going into the dating scene to see how that plays out.
You're open to the dating scene in general and yes. see how it turns out.
Yes. Because, okay. yeah, because it's similar to like establishing relationships, right?
Yeah.
Like we have different roles. We have roles at work. We have roles with friendships. We have roles at home. And I feel personally, as being a first gen, like I had to play a certain role to appease my family, to appease my culture. And so now I'm creating my own self-identity, including my culture, right? Mm-hmm. So I would like to see how that looks like with dating. Like I still like my boundaries, my self-love. And it doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, I'm just looking to hook up, because I'm not, or mm-hmm. I'm just looking to get married. Like it's kind of having that scale,
yeah, of
being right in between.
Interesting. Okay. So mm-hmm. on the topic of like, you know, you said something about like your dating values, right? But yes. you're also taking into consideration like your culture.
Yes.
How does that work out? Because I know for me personally, like I'm like, yeah, I don't know if my, like, the upbringing with, like, the culture mm-hmm, matches, mm-hmm. like, what I would want, like, you know, like, dating for me personally. Mm-hmm, so, you know, mm-hmm. but obviously there's parts of the culture that I would like to keep, you know? Like, yeah. like, I like the, I don't know, I don't want to dive into that yet.
Yeah, no. I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's just like where I think for me, like I know what you're saying. Like I remember my first date in high school where the guy came and my dad's like, oh, great. Nice to know you. Like I need your your ID because I am going to do a photocopy of it before you leave this house.
Oh my God, your parents are like that.
Yeah. So, like, I'm like, how can we scale back? Well, yeah. For me, that represents, like, I don't know you, so, and I don't know your intentions with my daughter.
Yes, yes.
So, that being said, how could I incorporate that into my dating, not having a copy of their driver's license or background check? But I think it's having that conversation of where they're at.
Yeah.
Right. And that takes time and having that trust. Because I think if I put that out there, like, trust is really important to me to establish a relationship.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect of, like, taking my culture, but not full blast copying the driver's license.
Okay. Follow-up question to that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if your culture is similar, but yeah. Like within the Filipino culture, mm-hmm. you know, when you date somebody, when you kind of, you know, build that relationship with somebody, it's not just, okay, so like from what I've been told, it's mm-hmm. not just like you and that person, just you two, you know, deciding and all this stuff together. You know, you also mm-hmm. take into consideration like the family and mm-hmm. like my parents are really big on like meeting the boy
yeah.
who has any intention, you know, of like that, like romantic, you yeah. know, even mm-hmm. before, you know, like you officially like date, I think, you know?
Yes.
But like for me personally, I think that I don't want to bring a boy home. If I'm yeah. just going to start dating him, what if he's, I don't even know this man, you know, like, yeah. why would I bring him home to you if I'm not even set on him? You know, like he could, not I'm gonna lie, but like he could be a trial, you know, right. know. He could be a 30-day trial. Once the 30 days are up, like, oh, next boy, you know?
Yeah, like that.
But you just don't know, you know? Yeah. So like, I don't yeah. want to like, you know, keep reintroducing somebody to the family if yes. I'm not like, 100% sure, but it's because like yeah. I have this conflict in my family where it's like, no, you bring him home because that's how we get to know. And I'm like, but I don't even know, you know, like, so mm-hmm. there's that fine line of like balancing, you know. Yes, it is, you know, you at the end of the day, the two of you decide, you know, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. you guys mm-hmm. you know want to do moving forward or not. Mm-hmm. But I think for me, I'm still trying to figure out what's the boundary of feel kind of including my family into part of that without overstepping my own personal boundaries of like my beliefs, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear you on that because it's like, when you bring someone home, they're like, okay, where gazing at all the criteria to make sure once again that you're good for our daughter, that you're marriage material.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, I'm just trying to get to know them.
I get it. They're trying to be like, you know, protective.
Yeah.
I get where they're coming yeah. from.
Yes, exactly. And that's a cultural, right? Because that's similar yes. to Latinx culture. I personally because I know them, like for me, my parents are more not relaxed with me, but they'll peep out of the window because I still want them to pick me up, right? Mm-hmm. Like if it's going on another level, like best believe you need to pick me up because I like to be courted.
Yeah, okay,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like there's like different stages. Like the first stage is like, oh, like we're vibing like friends, like let's go out on a date, okay, I'll meet you there. Then when it gets a little bit more intimate, like best believe you better pick me up. But that doesn't mean you're gonna come to family dinner yet.
You just show up at the house, you get to look at the outside, you know, like window shopping, but
yes, window shopping.
You don't actually get to go inside the store and look around yet. Yeah.
Right, because my parents will give off a vibe of FBI agent, like, so that's just gonna, you know, but at the same time, although I was like, I don't want them to give off that vibe, but then it's like, you know, how much do you truly like me? Let's be real.
There's some truth to that. Yeah.
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 If that's going to scare you, then you know what? Then it's not working for us, because I've gotten to the point where I'm like, yeah, it is. It is kind of awkward. It is, you know, but I'm confident in myself where I'm like, I'm vibing off of you, and like, I'm willing to take my time out of my day to be with you. So this shouldn't factor into that.
That's an interesting point, because I don't think, see, and that's where I know that it was a good thing that I kind of took a break from like dating, because mm-hmm. I didn't see it that way. That it was like, oh, like, you know, I almost felt like, oh my God, like,
right, yeah,
I'm burdening you with doing this. You know, it wasn't like, oh no, like you show up yeah. or you don't, you know, like,
yeah,
you show up or you don't, yeah. That's it, you know.
For sure. Definitely. I was like that too. And I think I had to be like, yeah, this is my culture. Like, more confident of this is my culture. And we're very family oriented. So I'm very, I'm so like honored that that's part of my culture. And that person should see it as like, wow, like you have family members that really love you. Although this is awkward, like you come from a good cloth of family, right? And then that goes again, like, are they cultured? Because no, my family's not your typical American, quote unquote, American family. Mm-hmm. Like, get cultured.
Or at least be open to
yeah
that what you were like raised with can be very different from like what I was raised with, you know, and there has to be yeah. some respect for this to work.
Yes, yes. Now if they're overstepping boundaries and it's becoming toxic, yeah, that's something else.
And that I think is I don't even know how to start. But you know, I don't know. I always find like the idea of like family, and it's like always been the first and the only person that I ever, you know, brought home. It was just so messy.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm still reeling in from like, you know, like the aftermath of that conversation and those conversations. I'm just, you know, I'm like, I don't want this. I think that's part of the reason why I'm like, I don't want to date while I'm living at home, because
oh yeah,
I don't want to go through that again. And I don't think I'm not at the point where I can be like, yeah, you know, if I were to go through that again, I don't know if I could say that, you know, it turned out different.
Yeah,
if that person that I brought home wasn't up to my parents' standards, you know. But then again, I feel like I'm at this point now where I'm like, you know, I'm not going to settle for like low standards and, you know, all that bullshit and stuff. But who knows, you know, you find out when you try, you know, but I'm not trying. So
it's trial and error. Yeah. Yes. Yes. But I really resonate with that of how you highlighted just stating like bringing home someone and they had expectations of you maybe to be in a long-term relationship with that person, right? And then when it doesn't work out, I don't know about you, but for me, it made me feel like I failed my family.
Oh, yes.
And then they judged me now extra 10 times harder on the men that I bring into my life.
It's your character they're judging, your lack of character.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. That shit hurts.
That
yeah.
It burns, it sizzles.
Because you think about that.
Like, I don't want to date anymore, or I'm not going to bring someone anymore.
Yeah. Ouch. I'm just thinking about it and I'm like, ouch. That hurts. I can still feel it. Oh, God.
Right. And I think we had this conversation before, but I don't think their perspective is different on dating because, like we said before, like in their home country, like the towns that they grew up in, they all knew everybody.
Yeah.
They knew the family last names. Like they know, right?
Yeah.
So dating there is very different.
Different from how it is here. Now. Now you're dating people you don't even know. And there's a lot of people that you don't know, you know?
Yes. And we live in LA. Like,
yeah. It's kind of hard. I don't even know most of my neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, like, dating is. Dating also, like, you get to understand, like, who you are and, like, what you want to attract or what kind of person you want to vibe with and, like, what you're giving off to.
Yeah.
Because, like, if we go back to the beginning of our conversation, how we're like, oh, women tend to be more emotionally available to men to meet their needs, right? In a heterosexual relationship.
Yes.
It kind of, like, in my past relationships, it seems like I was more willing to cater to them rather than them cater me and it being equal, right?
Yes.
So that was the vibes that I was giving off. But
yeah. Yeah. You don't know that until you've been in the, you know, like you just, and that's the part where, like, you learn about yourself and, like, all the stuff that you could learn in still, you know, and grow in.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
It's not easy being single. It's not easy dating. It's not easy anywhere. You just picked your heart.
Yeah, it's not easy. And then you're just like, okay, like, I know it's a healthy thing to be like, I want to be with somebody. Right? And you're just like, I have to scale it to, okay. Like, it's just that scale that I always use in my mind to be like, okay, we don't want to go from that end, but to be like, I need to be in a relationship. But we also don't want to be like, I want to, like, exclude myself from the rest of humanity.
Live under a rock. Yeah.
Right. Right. And it's finding that balance, which is where I'm at, why I'm dating myself.
See, I think I'm trying really hard to see. Okay. So I've been talking to my therapist about this, right? Where I'm like, you know, I'm trying really hard to, like, not want somebody, you know, but it's normal to want somebody. And, like, I just, how do I say that? Like, I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm in my prime time, you know? I'm in my early 20s, whatever, right? I'm like, I will never look as young as I do now, you know? Pandemic is me, you know, I'm just aging throughout this pandemic, you know? And I'm like, my eggs, they ready. I might not be mentally and emotionally prepared and financially set yet, but I'm like, my eggs, here they are.
They are ready, right? And that's, like, the most difficult thing as being a heterosexual woman, I feel like, or just, like, somebody you have,
love. Yeah.
Yeah, this internal clock tick, especially if you want family, even though there's other options.
Yeah.
But I would like to have my own child.
Birth your own children, yes.
Yeah, birth my own children. So I'm like, it's ticking, but I don't want to be so desperate.
Agreed. See, and I think that's where the awareness really comes in handy, you know, where it's like, yes, you know that you really want to be with somebody, but then you also know, like, no, I'm not going to settle just because I want somebody, just because I'm looking for that doesn't mean I'm going to go and settle for the next moving body, you know?
Yes, yes.
Like, no.
The next moving body. Yeah.
You know, talking to me at night, the mind is just different at this time.
It's so spot on, though, because some people, like, they do. I mean, I feel like when I was dating in my early 20s, I was like, on to the next one, like, let's go. And I'm like, oh, I spent that time doing that, but I think it's just all where you're at. There's no right or wrong answer, but just knowing who you are and knowing what you want at the end of the day will set your compass on dating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of knowing what you want really goes back to that knowing about yourself, right? Dating yourself and getting to know, like, you know, like, how do you know how you want to be treated unless you know, like, you know, I think it's really hard, especially if you weren't modeled that. You know?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So you have to make that for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. Like, just like dating myself, like, oh, like, I want to eat something nice. Like, oh, this is like you just feel the vibes, you know, when you're just treating yourself with care and really knowing yourself. Of what you like and what you don't like, and just being present in the moment. I feel like those are all attributes into how I want someone to treat me, which is like they're really in tune of who I am as a person, not the exterior, but the interior. Like, oh, Roxy really likes to eat this. It really nourishes her body. Like, let's go out to this restaurant that has her favorite dish because she loves that. And when she's glowing, like, I'm attracted to that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the internal. And it's a lot of, I think, yeah. So, you know, I feel like, okay, so based off of what I'm hearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone who's very attentive, someone who picks up on the little things, you know?
Yes.
And it's not a lot of... I don't know. I feel like the movies really romanticize a lot of the grand gestures. But it's like those little things like that. Like, you know, like knowing, oh, like this is, she really enjoys this dish. Or like, if I do this, or like, you know, do we like do this type of experience? Like, it really makes her happy, you know? And like, you can really see the fire glowing inside of her, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That and purpose.
And the purpose.
And the purpose. I mean, they better, if I'm on this journey of like knowing my purpose and going to like higher education, and it doesn't mean that they have to be in higher education, but I'm very goal oriented in what I do. And so they need to be like that as well, like have that passion for their purpose.
For their own lives, yes.
Yes. Not like, oh, I'll get to it when I get to it. Like, that's such a turn off. I mean, I do those some days, not gonna lie.
Yeah,
but I'm on track.
But what does it mean to be on track, you know? I mean, okay, so then that's an interesting point. So then, like, I don't know, because personally, part of me is like, yes, I definitely vibe with someone who's goal-oriented. You know, obviously someone who has passion and purpose in their lives. You know, but I don't know. I guess I think about, like, relationships where people are, like, you know, you kind of grow with them and then just see where that goes. But then again, I feel like, personally, I wouldn't want to be with someone. You know, I'm not loose enough like that. I don't know. I'm not flexible in that sense. You know, I don't know.
Do you get me? Yeah. I've dated someone like they knew their purpose, but it took them longer to get to that realization. Like, we're still friends, and now they have. But when I was in that relationship, it was just tiring to always be their cheerleader. And so I reference that. Like, it doesn't mean like you have to have everything set in stone, because I don't.
Yeah.
And I have my days where I'm like, I'm just not going to do anything today. And that's okay. But when it's affecting your mental health and your functioning in society, that's a problem.
Yeah, agreed.
And trust and believe, like, academia does affect our mental health. But I am more self-aware and knowing, like, today is not a good day. And I have tools to help me cope. And I think that's where we go in with, they have to know their purpose and also be self-aware of who they are and how to get their needs met, like, in all aspects.
Yeah. That's interesting, because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm at this point where I'm transitioning, like, I'm not the same person that I was like a year ago, but I'm not completely fully evolved and set into the person that I'm becoming yet, you know. Like, I'm in the works. I'm like, I feel like I'm like doing all the you know, the prep.
Yes.
But I'm not exactly at that point where I'm like, yeah, I'm 100% like set on this, you know, or like I'm firm on these beliefs, you know. Like, I feel like I'm like I'm like a baby. You know how, like, they're learning how to, like, make the first steps?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at that point where I'm, like, I'm not crawling. I'm kind of hovering.
You know? You're, like, and standing and then you sit down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm not on my, I'm not completely on my own 2 feet yet, you know? And I feel like that's, that for me, that's my sign of knowing. Like, I'm not completely ready to go out and date. Because I feel like if I were to go and date right now, I feel like I would be looking for someone to kind of fill that piece, you know, or I would be more influenced by someone else to fill that piece for me. But it, I would always be wondering, you know, if that was me, you know, or if that was more from the influence of somebody else, you know, because I haven't solidified that in myself yet.
And yeah, I see. And I could relate to that, you know. It's where you're like, I want to make sure that I'm confident, right? And then, and I see you very confident and all that you're doing, but I see what you're saying in your purpose, because you're still uncovering that, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good point, you know, of where, when do you start dating? Like, are you in your purpose? Do you have an idea of your purpose? But I think whatever makes you feel good, and that you keep doing it, right? Healthy, good. You find your purpose in that. You truly find your purpose in that. And it's okay. You know, as long as you are healthy and functioning, I think that is a solid foundation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Our relationship went into purpose. That's so interesting. You know, it had to relate back to it somehow.
Yes.
How did you, like, work on yourself to get to this point in your life where you're like, no, I'm not going to settle for shit? Yeah.
That's a really, wow, like, vulnerable opening. I think for me, it was ending my long-term relationship. And I was at a point where, you know, like, we were going to build a future together. I lived with him. in Venice. We lived together for a while at my parents'. I went to his country to meet his family. Like, it was a long-term relationship. Yeah. And the point where I saw, like, or what I thought, because now it wasn't true, but what I thought everybody at my age, they were flourishing in their relationship. And I was like, why isn't my relationship similar to that? Maybe not similar in all the materialistic things, but the feeling of it. And that's where it opened the vault of ending our relationship, but also opening the vault into knowing my self-worth. And yeah. I had to heal that part of myself. And it's still continuous. But like I said, the part where I am doing self-love and dating myself has really epitomized what I will allow and what I won't allow.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, honestly. I mean, because people are like, oh, you're not dating. And, you know, I've had two exes, not my long-term, but prior, text me and, you know, say, start friendships and state like, oh, I want to take you out. But I've noticed there was no follow-up and I just didn't allow it. And I just blocked them. Blocked them. I had no room for it. Back then, I would have waited and maybe they would come around a second time and I would follow up with that and it would have been half-ass.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm like, ooh, like, no, block. Like, you're no, I no longer allow anyone to treat me that way. And even in regards to friendships, I had to end a lot of friendships as well because I just started. I started feeling like I'm appeasing you and you're not even grateful. You're grateful for it because it makes you feel good, but you can't even reciprocate that back.
Yeah.
So it's not mutual. It's not organic. It's just me appeasing you to not feel alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a deep realization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where the healing went. Like, ooh, at the end of the day, I don't want to feel alone. Who doesn't? But I am not going to jeopardize my self-worth just not to feel that feeling.
So many things come up for that. I feel like, you know, it's like the validation of like, it's kind of sitting in. On that feeling of like I'm alone, you know, and it's sometimes lonely, but I'm going to sit through it, and I would rather be alone than be with people who are not putting in the effort that this relationship, you know, like not putting, I don't want to say the same effort, but not putting in reciprocal effort, you know. Yeah.
Yes. And I also had to realize, like, ooh, my attachment, like, why am I doing more things than I should? Because that should be a buildup.
Yes.
It really honestly should be a buildup to have those secure, confident relationships, right? And so I had to look within myself, too. Like, damn, girl. And during this pandemic, like, it's also feeling... It's allowing yourself to feel that those moments of feeling lonely and you have to like really process that.
Get vulnerable with yourself.
Yes.
I think that's one of the hardest things. I think whether it's like a relationship with, you know, a romantic partner or friendship, you know.
Yes.
There's a vulnerability piece, you know, it's just like, that the honesty with yourself, with of like where you're at and where you want a relationship to go or to, you know, to be. And like, I feel that's where a lot of people have a hard time with, like, they'd rather stick with settling than sitting with the feeling, because the feeling is hard, because they don't teach you how to sit in those feelings, right?
Yes.
All throughout your lives, they teach us to shove that shit down, you know?
Yes.
You know, like, let's not pay attention to that. If we just keep going through it, we're going to get past it. But you'd never get past it because there was no closure, you know? There was no release of it. There was no, you can't release something that you haven't acknowledged, you know? You can't heal from something you haven't acknowledged.
Lindsay, like, oh my goodness, like that piece right there, like, how can you gain confidence if you haven't allowed your process over the grief? Because I think a lot of times especially for me and my culture, which is like stereotypical that you see on TV, like the Latina, like if she ends her relationship, she's back on to new relationships. Like, she doesn't care. She's spicy and hot. Like, her confidence is soaring, right? Mm-hmm. And even within, like, with my sisters, they'd be like, you're okay, like, you're gonna be fine, like, look at you, who cares, like, dress up. And I'm like, no, like, I need to feel these feelings, and there's no timeline on it, to be honest, because I need to process it however I need to process it.
If it's
a year or 3 years, just allow me to process it, because I was with this person for almost 6 years of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm mourning that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're also mourning the you that you were when you were with that person.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, and that part you have to process through. And yeah, society does not grant you that opportunity, right? It's always go, go, go. All right, you got to go back. You know, the time is ticking. You want to be a mother? Well, you got to get everything, you know. So that's difficult. But I think we're very fortunate to have the undergrad major that we had with Child Dev, because, you know, working with preschoolers, I think that was big for me. That was healing for me.
Same.
So healing. Like, they're Agreed. Crying and they're like, I feel sad. And you acknowledge that for them.
You,
like,
do.
It's okay to feel sad. And you're like, damn, I'm telling this kid, but I don't tell myself.
Yeah. Yep. Why is that? You know, why is it okay for us to validate younger children, but then when it comes to our own selves, like, we just don't.
Right.
You know? Right. We were taught not to prioritize ourselves. We were taught not to care about ourselves like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think just being compassionate with ourselves in the process, and dating is hard, but dating is also beautiful, and where you could find your identity and how you interact with folks in the world. And hopefully through that, you create a healthy connection. Because that's all we want. I know that's what I want. A healthy, functioning connection.
I wish the same. I wish the same, yo. Just cry over here. It's sip hour, bro. Sip hour. We just sip here in the corner.
But we'll cry and then we'll be like, okay, I processed those feelings and I'm feeling better. You know?
Yeah. Look at that. You tied everything back in.
And then we're going to be like, oh, we're going to go on our own dates with ourselves.
Together, solo trip or two. Yeah.
Yes. To that.
To that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Roxy, as we near the ending of this podcast episode, okay, if you could give advice to others about something related to love, what would it be?
About love.
Love, dating, whatever way you want to take it.
I would say that love shouldn't be defined by society standards, shouldn't be defined by anyone but you. And once you open that love portal within your heart and how to treat yourself and love yourself, you will connect with like-minded folks, period.
I love that. And if you could give advice to your younger self, relating to love or whatever, what would that be?
I would tell my younger self, little Roxy, that to trust the process in my journey of self-love, and that the validation that I'm seeking is within myself and within my family and within the healthy friendships that I will create. That's what I would tell little Roxy. And to love herself unconditionally. Period.
And I think that unconditionally is a big statement right there in and of itself, right? Because
yes.
I feel like sometimes, I don't know, I feel like to some extent, I think I personally, I think I unconsciously believe that, like, love is, there is, some conditions for it, you know?
Yes.
So, but to be able to love unconditionally yourself, you know, regardless of, like, the good days, the bad days, in between days, every yes. process, every stage, you know, like that, I think that's big.
Yes, definitely. The days where you don't want to do anything, the days where you don't want to brush your hair, the days where you cry, the days where you're mad at the world and the slow drivers in front of you on the 405. Like those days, I think we're so hard on ourselves and to portray the perfect or try to obtain this false image of the perfect, independent, kick-ass woman, you know? But
yeah,
being vulnerable with yourself, like I said, like in the pandemic, I had to allow myself to be like, damn, I feel lonely and it's okay to feel this feeling.
Yeah.
Like, that was really hard for me to swallow because you met me when I had like going to school, had two jobs, in like all these extracurricular activities just to keep myself busy, to be like, I am so busy and so on point to just being at home. Like, by myself, that was hard,
right? That realization that, like, oh, I'm filling my life up so that I don't have to be stuck with the feelings.
Yes,
the big feelings that I'm having. Yeah,
yes, the big feelings, and it's okay to have those big feelings.
Yeah,
like that makes me human, that makes me beautiful to be self-aware of my feelings and process that. And I think that leads me also to dating, and to that's the type of person that I would want to date, is someone who's self-aware of their big feelings and small feelings.
Yeah.
And how to process that.
I think another point that I took from what you were saying, you know, it's like, you know, there's a focus, I feel like you, like the person, you know, like you that I'm talking to now, you know, I feel like you give off the vibes of like, I'm more focused on who I am now mm-hmm. than on who I think I should be, you know?
Yes.
And I think yes. that's, yeah, yeah. Yes. It's a superpower to be able to do that.
Yes. And but that takes time.
Yeah.
That takes trial and error. Like it's kind of like clothes. Like, let me try this pair of jeans on because I want to exude this type of style. And you're like, ooh, I don't like how it feels. So you move on to the next until you find what works for you. And when you know what works for you, you're not going to do anything that it's not to that standard.
Yeah.
Because you're like, this makes me feel comfortable. And then there's also a balance of trying new things to broaden your horizons at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But being self-assured, like, yeah, that did not work, so I'm good with that.
Whether it's clothes or boys.
Or boy, right. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, like, you start growing into being like, yeah, it's not me, it's them. And that's okay.
You or, know? Yeah.
Yeah, like, it just didn't work out. And that's fine. Like, yeah, it hurts because you're, but when you pinpoint like, oh, it hurts because I would like a relationship. But I think that defining that is growth than being like, oh, it hurts because it's me. Something's wrong with me. And I think that's what I had to combat my younger self and where I'm like, you know, love yourself unconditionally.
Yeah. I think the one thing I would add to what you're saying is, mm-hmm. you know, I think, or, you know, yeah, I think sometimes too, it's knowing when, you know, it, you know, like there's something you still have to also grow in, you know, and mm-hmm. loving yourself unconditionally through that, you know, mm-hmm. and loving the imperfect.
Yes.
You know, like, you don't have to be perfect. Society paints you to want to be perfect, but you don't have to be. And it's human to make mistakes and be that imperfect, you know?
Yes. Yes.
It's you. Yeah.
Definitely. Like, your imperfections make, quote unquote, I say quote unquote imperfections, right? Because we're going yeah. off of what
society says is imperfect. Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Quote unquote, my imperfections make me. And if you don't like that about me, then I'm not for you.
I've been like, when I thought about that quote, I think about like, so the quote that I saw. So like, growing up, right? I think a couple of people told me, you know, I'm too much, right? But I saw this one quote recently where they're like, you know what? If I'm too much for you, then go find less. And I'm like,
right.
Hey, yeah. Where was that when I was younger? I needed to hear that, you know?
Right. Definitely. I could relate to that. Like, they would associate my strength as being sensitive. And I'm like, no, you just have a high tolerance. I don't. Bye.
Yeah.
But it's also like, yeah, just loving yourself unconditionally to the point where when you date, you know you're going to go through that trial and error process because that's dating. And yeah. And to be self-aware of, yeah, it did hurt, but it doesn't define me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. It just didn't work.
Yeah, that's yeah. okay.
And it's okay. Mm-hmm.
There'll be another day. Another day. There, another the guy. Day. The
another person. Swipe to the right or to the left, whatever.
Another but even if person not, you meet. Mm-hmm.
Right, but even if you don't want to swipe right or left, it's okay.
Yeah. If you end up realizing, you know, that you don't want to date at all anymore, you know, that's fine too.
That's
you know?
Fine. Yeah.
whatever works for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Whatever works for you.
Oh, I love this. This is great. So therapeutic.
Right? Always therapeutic talking to you.
Oh, thanks, Roxy.
Yeah. So sweet. We're vulnerable.
I love it. Look at that.
Well, thank you, Roxy, for coming on tonight. This was
great. This was very insightful and very reflective. I appreciate what you shared with me tonight.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate what you shared with me too. Like, we connected.
See, friends, this is what healthy relationship looks like.
Yes. Exactly. Period. Okay, Lindsay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.